Why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? That's too fucking out.
This is Dead Air on the hardly world famous KCR.
Another day, another dollar, another disappointment. Welcome to Dead Air for this, what the hell are we? Thursday, May the 6th, 2010.
Fiesta Mayo!
Yeehaw! Yeah. Has the same luster to it, doesn't it?
I mean, señor.
That was very Caucasian. I don't know. Hey, everyone. We got a lot of people here tonight because tonight's a karaoke show.
Yeah. Heck yeah!
Everyone's here. It got really echoey in here for some reason all of a sudden, didn't it? Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, your microphone sounds weird.
Hold on 1 second. Mine does too.
Because we're picking up from
everyone else's microphone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That is
It's kind of weird.
Wow.
Well, maybe you should turn that off for a second.
Hey, and now we sound okay again.
That's okay.
We'll see about that.
And we'll fix these things. They're technical.
We'll see about that.
Amazing.
You're very excited to be here tonight, Adio.
Well, I assume that when Bill is talking about disappointment, he's talking about himself, Clown School, playing the wrong damn intro game.
No, you.
We'll figure something out here regarding the microphone situation.
Here we go again.
Anyhow, for those of you listening in the chat room, you're in for a treat tonight. We're going to be singing songs by our own volition. That's not true. Adio's singing, isn't he?
No, I was just saying all two of us in the chat room.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Where the hell is everyone, I wonder?
They don't like us anymore.
Really?
Both of them are in here.
They're both here. So
what
all
the hell?
Or
do we really only have two? Do we only have two viewers?
We have three now.
We have three now.
It's gonna get better. Calm down. Hi,
it's because we started late, isn't it?
I'm gonna sing right now then, so we can get it over with.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get our viewers up, not down.
619-785-3946 to talk to us. Wow. What the hell happened? Is there something that people are watching instead of us tonight? Is that what's going on?
Judge Judy, actually.
Lori Povich.
Why do I get the feeling that that's not true? In the studio tonight is Angela. Angela, say hello.
Hola.
And Matt, say hello.
Hello. Whoa. Oh, that's our phone call line already.
Right. We have a phone call?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Fake out.
False alarm.
Well, it's at least good to think that we had people listening. People are listening, I'm sure, on the podcast at deadairandkcr.com.
And to you, we say hello.
And in the iTunes store at deadairandkcr. We have pizza waiting, so I want to make this segment really quick. Tonight, we're going to talk. We're going to do the karaoke thing, obviously. We also have to talk about Facebook, because Facebook changed the game up on us this past week, and I'm kind of mad about it.
What?
I'll tell you all about it. We'll talk about that. But before we get into any of this... Before we get into anything tonight, I have to tell you guys about the story about a man dying after a friend put an eel in his butthole. In what may be one of the most shocking stories of the year, a man in China died after having an eel inserted into his rectum. Doctors who treated the victim in the Sichuan province did not know how the man met his demise until they performed an autopsy and discovered an Asian swamp eel up his backside. Reports indicate that the man, who has only been identified as a chef, apparently was the victim of a horrible prank. The chef, after a heavy night of drinking, passed out with some of his friends. Those friends thought it would be funny to put the eel inside of the victim. You should see the look on Quimby's face. The medical examiner determined that the cause of death was that the eel, which was 50 centimeters long...
Oh, no.
Wait until I finish this sentence. Devoured the man's bowels.
Shut up! Shut your mouth.
No word yet on charges against the friends for their role in the death.
Get the hell out of here.
So I got anchovies on the pizza tonight, guys.
Get the hell out of here. That sounds like a Friday night at the Space House.
See, they made one critical error.
What's that?
You've got to have a retrieval ring.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not.
I am ashamed that I know what that is. You got to make sure the eel is dead, I would think.
Oh. Ew.
Ugh. What the hell happened? Does this not sound terrible tonight? Something sounds terrible.
There's something very that's very, off. Very fuzzy.
Very off and wrong about tonight.
Because it's your baby tonight.
I know. It has to be that. It has to be because this is my idea for show tonight. It's not in your headphones either. It's just that something sounds terrible. I'll tell you one thing that makes it sound terrible is the fact that the window's open. Which probably doesn't help.
Yeah, I was just going to point that out. I was like, that might be the culprit.
Trust me. That is not the culprit. That did not have anything to do with the fact that tonight. Well, it does sound actually a little bit better, doesn't it?
See?
Does it a little? A little.
Yeah, a little.
Not too much more, but...
Trust in the engineer.
I disagree with
enough
you.
About the sound. Let's get back to the eel on the guy's butt.
Let's just move on.
Let's
from
see about...
Sashimi, anyone?
How many ways...
Sushi chef?
What kind of friends exist in this world? Just turn your mic on. Who cares?
Who cares?
Turn it off. Turn it off. How about... Try it now. Try it now. Just try talking.
Hello.
Okay, that sounds a lot better.
So much better.
Who? What kind of maniac friends are these?
Chinese.
That put... that's racist.
well, they were
in China.
That is terribly... That is just... That is awful.
That's horrible.
That is a terrible thing for you.
They're
to,
Chinese friends, so therefore don't have Chinese friends.
I just don't... When is this a good idea? When do you think that you could possibly get away and make... I don't care how drunk you are. First things first. I don't care how drunk you are. No one's ever going to get drunk enough, except for me possibly in Vegas this weekend, to get to be drunk enough to be able to have an eel put up my butt.
Save that. But one. Alcohol I don't know what can for. Just, cause just other drop things it. That are just as funny.
They're probably drinking like crazy yak urine wine or something. You know?
I mean.
Out there at the Great Wall of China. You know?
Don't do that to a friend. If there's one thing my pappy taught me, it was that you don't put eels up people's butthole.
Did you just say your pappy?
I did. Aww. I saw Maverick on the way home from New York on the plane, and so now he's always talking about James Garner.
That's a good movie.
That's a really good movie. That is a spectacular film.
Great movie.
Mel Gibson. I mean, I even like Jodie Foster pappy. In that film. You're but cute. He always talks about his pappy and stuff.
The only poker movie that anybody needs to watch is Rounders. Okay, that's it. That's where it ends. That's where it starts. That's where it finishes. Right there.
Wrong.
Rounders, that's it. Wrong. Teddy KGB, Matt Damon, let's go.
No one is watching Maverick for the poker in it. People are watching it for the hilarity.
Yes.
There's great comedy in that movie.
Or the yucks between Garner and Gibson.
Great, yeah. When they're in the bathtubs.
And Jarrett Graham, who plays the Native American friend of Gibson's, who... And then they have the Russian shoot him, and he pretends that he shot, and then he got framed for murder.
You're looking up audio of Maverick.
I have two Maverick sound effects on my computer.
Yes, you do. Yes.
My favorite clip from that film is when the commander, or whatever the hell his rank is, who's looking over the poker game, says, "Your security isn't worth a damn. I mean, everybody's got a gun." Sometimes I feel that way when I'm in a room full of people yelling at one another or getting my ass kicked verbally or something, or
I don't know anything Angela about that.
Angela's had the nothing oddest, about most that. Peculiar look on her face, like, what the hell is this
when she
boy
was
talking?
Born, she came out backwards and no one noticed.
That's so good.
And what's the second one? Because I'm very excited now to hear that after after the strength of the first. Anything?
Second, oh, first, oh, same as the first.
Spaceboy got lost in his computer there.
I have so many here.
When she's making love, she has to pretend she's somebody else.
Any thoughts, Matt?
He's just drinking a Tecate.
I can't believe we're talking about Maverick.
That's a great film.
Greatest card movie ever.
I thought Mel Gibson was talking about Bill.
Like, out of all the Mel Gibson films, that's like probably my least like bottom five.
Is it because it's PG rated? Is that why you can't stand? Because there's no. What's your favorite? Passion of the Christ? Go ahead, say it is. Go ahead.
What Women Want?
I saw it like 20 times in the theater.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's my number two.
How the hell did you guys negotiate through that shit? That shit is terrible. That's a terrible
film.
It's
history.
Anyway, I don't even know.
It totally happened.
Oh yes, I'm sure it did. Anyway, six. I don't know. 619.
Wow.
That's like the whole movie right there.
619.
2 hours of that.
619 going to hell.
Oh, I thought that was a nail gun at first.
6-1. Okay, alright.
Okay, all right. I'm offended.
That's either Passion or the Christ.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Keep going, offended.
You're sauteed and wrong.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Sauteed and wrong. It was a language I didn't understand. I don't know.
I love how you gestured it.
I've never even seen it.
To turn your microphone
I know
up.
What you were saying.
And he was looking like, huh?
Douche. No, he what? Thought you were giving him thumbs up.
Oh,
I know what you were
saying. You're doing a great job. Whoa. Well, you're doing a great job over there.
You're turning him up and you turn me down.
I can turn you down all the way.
Okay, this is a test. Adjust as needed.
So
thank you, one, two,
you
three.
Might do? Hey, Adia. Why don't you explain to us what you
okay,
doing?
Here's why. I had my microphone off.
Oh, my God. You are a dummy. You
yeah! What a start for tonight's
maybe
show.
Maybe you might want to label that one of these.
Yeah! That was awesome.
See, and here's the thing. I would do that, but seeing as how I'm the only engineer on the
okay,
show,
you know
I don't
what?
Really need
right
to.
Right now, I'm really worried because I just
you
hired
need pointers?
You
can just
and now
come over here. I will fix your shit up. I will straighten you out.
Oh, he said
back
S-word.
Away from the mic. 619-785-3946.
Basically just deep-throated his microphone now.
No.
I'm
would
grossed
not
out.
Be the first hey! Time. That's not going to be the last
you call that deep-throating?
Oh, no.
Anyway, 619-785.
I'm going to head off the end of the bed in a while.
3946.
That was wrong.
Space boy, whip out so your Johnson. Bill, show him how it's done. Deep throat, let's go.
What?
Ew.
No. I insist.
I'm out.
No.
I'm out. Later.
Excuse me done. While I whip this. All
right. Listen, like we got to go. We got to go. We're going to come back. We're going to.
Oh, my God.
I guess like we'll. Just... We could even just jump straight into the karaoke because no one cares about us talking about anything else. So.
No, don't you have karaoke trivia tonight?
Do we? I don't. Ooh. I don't have anything set.
We talked about this
I know,
last
but I
week.
Didn't, I only. Oh, no. I don't know. I wrote a lot of trivia this
know.
Week.
I don't know. I just had to go to every bar.
It's a shame you didn't make
from,
it.
From
for
here
that trivia
to,
that I did.
Code.
It's a shame that you didn't make the whole hell of a lot of trivia so I wrote for this week.
I'm sorry. I have to wake
friend,
up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Friend.
To work. Butthole,
friend,
butthole.
I have work at butthole. 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm still here and planning on. I mean.
It was a hard day.
All right.
Don't get me started.
Go
wait, 1 second. You bragged on your Facebook about leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning that day. So you had the whole
did.
Day
you did.
Not working.
I don't care. I
Oh.
You guys are going to make me cry.
Okay.
It was
that's
very,
a zing.
I had a bad day.
Okay. No. Day. Hold on. This is going to wait for another segment, guys, because we got to get Pete. Hold on. Hold on.
You are not allowed to bring that up to me ever again.
Listen, Adio,
you
save it. Save it.
We got to
get
two.
I have to, if you want to go get pizza, we can start talking about this now. I say we wait till the next segment because I got a word or two for
no,
Quimby.
We can do a whole segment.
I have more than two.
That's okay.
I'm going to bust you in your mouth.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Okay,
I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
God,
this is the.
This is happening.
Damn Rolling Stones. This is jumping out. Hey, guys, look, it's a song everyone knows. Imagine that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Imagine that. This is Dead Air on KCR.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's Dead Air. What?
It sure is now.